Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Let's Walsh.
Dude, we gotta talk about something.
Where is this going?
No new signups, back to back weeks. Patreon signups.
Dude, we don't need to talk about that. I think people are less interested. I don't know if people are less interested in that or when we actually talk about our teams. I think that's a close.
Well, it's close. Also just it correlates so hard with other people's scores and their teams.
Yeah.
If they have nothing to brag about, what's the point of being in Discord?
It's true.
Instant cancel membership. No need.
It's true. It's true. These low game week scores do have a very negative influence on the FPL community participation of community actors, doesn't it?
It's crazy. Yeah. Everyone is very mad. Like half the questions in our Discord were just like, what's the fucking point anymore? Why do we play this dumb fucking game? Like, blah, blah. It's like, oof. Yikes. Yikers.
I think we should actually, though, start either not talking about our teams or doing it even quicker than we already do, because I don't think anyone gives a fuck
about
if I listened to
a pod, I wouldn't care, but I don't really know what other people think.
But if people care, they can find us. I mean, I think we could just
in terms of sharing our screen
or being like, oh, this, like, who, like, unless if we want to talk about,
yeah,
maybe
that's
we just
fair.
Move
that's
on.
Fair.
At
maybe
the
we
times.
Just ixnay the teams A. Because
we talk about our teams throughout and stuff, but it's not like people are sitting there with a notebook like, whoop, do, you know?
I think people do like to know how we did.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it like that, though.
Instead of pulling it up, you don't want to pull it up?
Don't pull it up. We don't need to pull it up.
Okay. Fuck it.
Detracts people from seeing our beautiful faces.
That's true. We do get really small with the team. So how'd you do?
We take it away from the people when we do that.
So how'd you do?
26, baby. 26.
Is that bad? I'm not even trolling. Like this week, I feel like that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's all fine, baby.
Yeah. You went down like, 200K? That's nothing. Elite team average is 28. I mean, I think that's the lowest I've ever seen. Is this the like actual lowest maybe game week I can remember? That's not a blank game week.
And you're sitting on 34?
I'm flying on 34.
Palace.
Or
it's
nothing.
All Palace. At least one of us is profiting from Palace.
Yeah, I mean, you get to watch them win. I get to haul their points. Win-win.
Yeah, I mean, your actual steadiness with holding from game week 1 to game week 11 of Gahee and John Stonies has been huge
insane
scenes for you.
John Stone
been great for you.
Highest scoring keeper in the game. And Gahey's probably doing pretty well, right?
I don't know, he definitely is not doing... I mean, he's the worst of the 3, 4, 5 defenders from Palace, which is unfortunate for you.
But also,
he's fine.
That doesn't paint the whole story, though, right? Because he's only 11th in like total defenders, right? But if you just start, if you just look at the games where you play him.
Well, I'm just saying him compared to Mitchell and Anderson.
Yeah. Because Mitchell donned and Anderson... Anderson has 2 goals? He's 2 goals and an assist. What the fuck?
And also, Gahey's been a great pick.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. Johnstone, best keeper in the game. Fucking called it, baby.
I feel like so many people were on him game week one.
No one was on him game week one, dude.
No. There were people with us on it.
He was 1% owned or some shit.
Right. Great pick.
Everyone had fucking Fuckford.
And guess
all
what?
These British, all he these has British fucking idiots.
Home Everton, at Luton, at West Ham, home Bournemouth, next four. You hold Johnstone.
Yeah, Johnstones.
And finally, Turner got fucking dropped. He can eat shit.
Yeah, he's fucking horrible.
Except for when, you know, it's a World Cup. Then he can
Best keeper in the world.
Yeah. Let me do mug leaders for November. Just the one nightmare game week. Aforementioned nightmare game week. Sathya James, aka Kaimea Rivers, 56-pointer leading the mug league. He just has Doku. That's all you need. Oh,
that's fine. Yeah. How many points did he actually finish up with?
22.
Jeez.
Dude, he quintuple returned.
A quint.
One dog, right. Four ass is just absurd.
Get in there.
Second place, Alistair Danek, aka Live and Let Kai. Okay, so first and second place both have Kai puns in their team name. Best player in the world for a reason. 52 points, also has Doku. And then third place, Landon Schultz, aka Odegaardian Ingles.
Is no this like Doku. Arsenal's mini league or something? Yeah, What's going on here?
Basically, it's the Arsenal mini league is the mug league.
Fuck me, man. All right.
I mean, they must just all not have Arsenal players. That's the key. They know their team. They know their fucking trashola. He doesn't have Doku, surprisingly. Still got 51 points. I mean, look at these people. They're just absolutely doubling everyone else. Shout out to the leader of the public league.
Defenders and shit.
Yeah, exactly. JD Abbott, aka Diesel, up to rank 499. Good job by you. Only one more game week in November, right? No, two more.
Yeah. Okay. Man, we have international break after this weekend.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great.
Can't wait.
That's Thanksgiving for us.
Yeah.
No fun.
So what's up? Where should we start?
I don't know. I mean, I walking into this week, I was like, oh, good. I barely have anything to do. And now I have 5 hugely colored flags. I'm like, what's happening now? It's just a disaster, right? It's a complete disaster class weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
Van de Ven's fucking leg explodes and he's sobbing, like, can't move. Like, Matus Cashew's another Polish fraudulent human. Everyone is just dropping like flies. Fakes an
injury
here, baby.
And then goes off injured.
Yeah.
Holland injured at half.
It's insanity. It's just a
comedy, ridiculous week, ending with the biggest clown show of all the matches in Spurs Chelsea.
Today's WWE event was spectacular.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, John wrote in and Discord. He said, shouldn't we just forget this week and roll? Surely reacting to this train wreck as is as dumb as trying to pick the next random to get a hat trick. So, I mean, I do think that there's something to that. It's like these weeks happen. Everyone's freaking out. Like, oh my God, all my picks are bad. I got 20 points, whatever the fuck. Dude, I don't know what to say. Everything went wrong for like pretty much all the consensus best picks in the game were just all terrible this week. That's just how it is.
Yeah, all the good, other than City, which was just a not complete demolition, all of the good teams kind of sucked.
Yeah.
So when that happens, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough for us.
The only teams that did well were City, like of the teams that we have FPL players from, are City, obviously if you have any Brentford or West Ham attackers, and Newcastle. I mean, Trips just gets 9 points every week. Right? Yeah, We're sitting there being like, oh, I need a hit in fucking Saka. Me last week was like, no, I need a hit in Trips. I don't need a hit in anyone but Trips. That's who we should all be hitting in.
He keeps getting so many points.
So many goals.
It's because he just got zero. It's like, yes, like, fuck you. Oh like,
celebrated start, the zero more harder than any fucking captain goal all season. And then he just like, gets nine.
Yeah, he's like, oh, then Arsenal, then like Chelsea soon, and like all these tough fixtures. And he just fucking.
There are people who transferred him in game week 5. Well, like, okay, the hard fixtures are done. The good run is beginning. And it's just been 8. 18, 12, 6, 10, 0, 9.
Yeah.
Historically dominant run. I mean, you should have captained him every week. He's probably the highest scoring player on your team every week.
Oh, my God. God but bless. Yeah, I mean, Karen Flag City.
I think Haaland seems fine. He was training today already. But I don't think we need to worry about that.
He'll probably get rotated for youngest boys.
Yeah, yeah. Young boys. Matto, I have no idea what happened. Actually, no idea why he even came off. Yeah,
he needs a scan. Confirm he's uninjured when he takes a scan. I'll be fine.
You have to scan.
Van de Ven is, I mean, I know this is a very me specific problem, but he's out for a long time. So
yeah, like you start the pod with like, we don't have to talk about our teams. And then you're listen to all the problems of my team.
I'm doing slipping in the back door.
I mean, yeah, Van de Ven.
Oh my God! We don't need to explain
that one.
What else we got going?
That's so good. But yeah, Van de Ven is clearly fucked. I'd be surprised if he plays in January,
this year.
Let alone December. So that's an emergency. We've been kind of like floating the idea that like your defense is going to be a problem soon. Luckily, he brought in Stones because he's just great. Got you a clean. Huge. But yeah, maybe we should talk about Villa. I mean, what the fuck are Villa? Their defense is bad. Their away performances are all bad.
It's a great question.
Like they have home Fulham. I think it would be foolish to expect anything other than a Villa win. And probably like Ollie returns. But then you look and it's two aways. Doesn't even matter who they play, basically, considering how they played away NFO, I mean, and away Wolves. It's like just two aways is all you need to know. Followed by home City, home Arsenal, away. It's just a big problem really soon where you maybe don't want any Villa players for 5 gaming straight, unless Spurs are just really bad with all their injuries. I don't know.
That's possible, but I would not like to bet on Villa away against anyone. So even if it is a very, even if it is a very second choice Spurs backline, they're clearly having home away issues. You know, I mean, they look completely different. They, you know, when they're out away from Villa ground, so you have to consider that. But I agree with you. I think it's Fulham is probably just a farewell game. You know, they don't look like they're inspiring enough confidence to look at two aways and then City Arsenal 15-16, just projecting that outward. You know, you're not looking at feeling confident there. And the defense has been low key just horrific all season. They just give up a goal a game. Like, I mean, what do they have? 2 cleans this year? It's fucking disgusting. They have two.
Yeah.
Two. They just have fucking 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, their defense is just bad.
And them and West Ham, biggest bait ever of defense.
Biggest scam.
Yeah.
Biggest scam bait of the year has been the two of them. I think it's just because they play well, sort of, and they're historically fine. And also, they are not clean sheet tight defenses. I mean, they don't give up like horrendous chances. Like, they don't look like they're abject or it's like conceding shots at will, but they feel like it just feels like it's an inevitability when they start playing that a goal's going to go in somehow, whether it's they have the best goalkeeper in the actual world who just throws the ball in his own net. Now he's clearly terrible.
How about that
save
fucking effort? Oh my God. I mean, and they are tied with Fulham and Luton in the highest non-penalty XG per shot conceded. right? Okay. So they may not concede a lot of chances. Obviously, they don't concede as many chances as Fulham or Luton or Burnley.
Right.
But the chances they do concede are just large. Like, right. They just get split open. The midfield doesn't do its job. I feel like there's not many ball winners there. None of their defenders are, like, I don't know, out and out defenders in a way. I mean, maybe Konsa, but like, Cash isn't in there to defend. Dean isn't in there to defend. Pau isn't in there to defend. They just don't have a lot of players who like stop the ball, win the ball, make defensive plays. And yeah, it's not great. It's certainly not great.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think even home, I don't expect them to clean ever. Home Fulham, probably not. Maybe they could.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. It's as good as you could hope for. But ultimately, they're not someone you want in your team, period. So,
yeah.
I think that's just how we have to look at them until proven otherwise, because they've shown us who they are over quite a significant period of time here. And they're a good home team, play good stuff, kind of lost that see it away. Still have games on Thursday, and you can count on them for a few goals that can come from literally anywhere when they play at home.
Yep.
I mean, it could be Doug, it could be a fucking McGinn, it could be Bailey off the bench, it could be a
guy it can't be a Zaniolo.
No, that is
he's forbidden from doing anything good.
He's just atrocious player. It's astonishing that he keeps picking him. It's fucking mind blowing that he keeps picking this guy. He's just terrible.
It's sad for all of us, really. But you know, Ollie, I think, is a separate conversation, right? Like Ollie. Well, first, home Fulham, obviously. I mean, he might be like the best captain this week. I think you can certainly make a case for that.
I don't know.
Ollie, even in like away Spurs, away Bournemouth, I'm like, he'll probably get something. Like they're so good. He specifically is so good at countering and creating or getting enough chances in and around him that he just gets five pointers and whatnot. He's not a disaster, but like, the defense, man, get the fuck out of my team, really. I mean, I got so lucky that Pau scored an actual goal. Otherwise, he would just be sitting on 2-2-2-1 for me.
Yeah, that keeps him hugely afloat. So it's not like, terrible.
Yeah, and cash owners are also lucky. He banked a clean last week because they would also just be on nightmare, 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 nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, he had an assist a little while ago, but yeah, ultimately, since he had the brace game, he's been pretty bad.
You look at away Wolves, home West Ham, home Luton, away NFO, and Cash's only return in that time is because he got subbed early and banked a clean.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, but back to Ollie, I'm with you that he's not going to be an urgent sell.
Yeah.
And also, he's not going to be in the famed circle of seven best attacker in the game. You know, just
I feel like I need to make an actual chart of the seven best, and it's rotating every week.
Yeah,
that's what we will start. It doesn't rotate every week.
It rotates within every 15-minute segment of our 100%. Live podcast. I mean, it's fucking ever rotating.
100%. But
you can certainly look elsewhere. You know, if you want to free up money, there are other strikers. I mean, you can't make a case that he's a better pick than Callum. It's not possible. Like right now.
Yeah, I mean, I want to talk about this more because we got questions on just like forwards in general, because I do think forward is a really interesting place in FPL. That's where a lot of people are sort of making their moves. So Jeff and Seymour basically wanted us to rank the forwards. You know, there's Jalv, Ollie, Darwin, Callum, probably others I'm not thinking of, like Ferguson, Necktie. Jitter said, is moving out Alvarez or Ollie for Necktie captain versus Burnley this week good? And so people are kind of like, I think a lot of people are sort of in that position of like, I have a good guy. Alvarez obviously is a good pick, right? Like, I don't think anyone would say that. But is there room for me to just get a better player? Is that worth it? And I mean, we both have Alvarez. I'm definitely thinking about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not with Alvarez. I think you could show me a team where it's, you know, let me do this for that. Ultimately, I still just like them to score two every game. And City, he just still looks, even in these last couple games where he's blanked, it's like,
Oh no.
How? Like, how are you blanking? You know, there were so many, there were so many opportunities where he could have came in with points. And I feel like that's every game with him. There are so many opportunities that he can come in with points, and he looks so good to me that, and they're the best team in the league. I just feel fine keeping him. Like, I would rather turn my eye to the third forward or elsewhere to restructure, but
or
I
like think swap you're getting a mid and a double move from maybe one of these forwards you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, especially like going down to, from him, like getting a necktie when, you know, home Burnley is quite literally the best fixture in the game. Yeah. And also they could score three or four and he just doesn't do anything.
And he could sub off on 50.
Yeah, because he's meh, or whatever. I mean, they play midweek, you know, it's another one of those. I mean, I like Callum a lot right now. You know, we always like him when they don't have Isak and he's going to start every game that he can handle. And, you know, I still like Ferguson. I don't, they are a little bit concerning.
Yeah, they're wobbling. Lately.
Yeah, they've been wobbling. They have been wobbling, but, you know, I mean, Ferguson's six also. So he's down. He's pretty cheap. And they have home Chef U this week at NFO, you know.
Ultimately, I mean, Eddie Howe never lies, so you can take everything he says absolutely as the 100% truth of everything he possibly knows at that time. But he said Isak might be back after the international break, in which case, that's really scary because then you're bringing in Callum. He'll start away Bournemouth, great fixture. Also, Callum Darby, which you love to see, extra little Bournemouth cherry on top, and then. And then it's like, fuck, he might be an immediate problem, but we don't actually know. Isak could be out for a month and we wouldn't know.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, Alvarez is just never going to be a problem. The only time he's going to be a problem is apparently there's a blank in game week 18. So that's a problem.
Right.
Outside of that.
And he might not start a game every once in a while, right? It's like, sure, one time. But yeah, that is fair. I mean, he's just never a problem. Similarly, necktie is a problem as soon as Jesus is back.
And he's in the Brazil squad.
Right. So that might be two game weeks away before he's a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darwin what about could Darwin? Be dropped at any point. And also we know after the international break, he's probably not playing that game. Right. So City. Like you're bringing in someone immediately who's away City and he's probably not even starting. So it's like all of these guys have like little issues and then it comes back to Alvarez. You're kind of talking me into just, hold the great pick in Alvarez because all these guys are just like ripe to burn you. It's just so tempting when, especially when you have a tricky captaincy potential. I mean, Mo is good, home Brentford, but you know, you just see Arsenal home Burnley, like you said, the actual best fixture, Newcastle at Bournemouth, top five best fixture. And Ollie's home Fulham, I'm like, God, all three of those could be like anything this week for captaincy.
Yeah. And I think you have to juggle that. I mean, I feel like whenever we do things like that, we end up getting behind because we're transferring out steady good picks for this one, you know, thing. And then Mo gets more points anyway. We're like, why did we do that?
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, it's not like Mo, it's not like the City Liverpool game week where, you know, we have no option and we're fucked.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. And it's also just, even if this guy returns, right, say necktie gets a goal. Great. But like, that still might not be worth it.
Right? The like transfers you're using it.
Yeah, sure. Like you still use the free transfer on a goal that will be a future like urgent transfer. And he's like 5-5. There's no one in that price bracket. It's like you're kind of putting yourself into a hole unless he like hat tricks again and you just catch that.
Yeah.
Like you need a haul if you're going for someone that short term.
Yep.
Mm. Man, it's tough. I mean, I know Jeff is going to do one of these players.
But like, are you any different on Darwin? I mean, he missed all the things like he usually does. But, you know, is it still just... Because I still feel like it's a... I'm just sitting here, like, waiting for the shoe to drop. I just don't know what I'm doing.
Like, yeah, I mean, I still think,
like... Do I get rid of him? Do I not? Like, when... What's happening?
I still think he's just a good pick. I mean, like... Do that every game and he'll just keep returning, right? I mean, he's...
Sometimes he will return.
Yeah, I mean, he returned three straight and then went blanked, you know? I mean, four straight and blanked. So if he does that, 4 and 5,
he didn't return game week 7, though. That counts as a blank.
0 minutes. That doesn't count.
How I play, it does.
Counts but you zero auto points. Sub someone in. It's easy.
Yeah, I probably got Chaz Taylor for one or something.
Or that was the week he scored. You never know. But
I know it wasn't because we would have all remembered that. But
we would remember that. But long story short, of City. All of these guys, I mean, yeah, I think he's the safest. Meaning he is actually first choice where none of the other guys are, right? And they still have really good fixtures, except for the one after the international break, which he probably wouldn't have started anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still kind of believe he's first choice, and also as they get fit, I just expect him to miss games and shit, and I just don't like that, obviously.
No, I'm not saying that he's a buy necessarily even, right. But it's just like you're in that position and you hold. If you just consider at City, you know, a one pointer or something, like he doesn't start, he's gonna play 20 like minutes, whatever him? Yeah, maybe, honestly,
if I
maybe
can, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the other games are just home Brentford, home Fulham at Chef U. It's like, damn, you know, and I think you gotta roll the dice on those.
All right. Oh, God. Yeah.
Forward.
Disaster.
So basically our conclusion is don't get any of the guys. Don't buy Darwin. Don't buy Ollie. Don't buy Necktie. Is there anyone else that I'm forgetting that's like, don't maybe buy Ferguson, but kind of don't buy Ferguson? What do you think about Ferguson? Is he a buy right now? Their fixtures, home Chef U, second best or best fixture in the league this week. And then international break, then he's at NFO, at Chelsea, home Brentford, home Burnley.
I think he is a buy, honestly. Okay. I mean, I know he's getting subbed, but Welbs is out for months.
I was going to ask. Is that accurate? I don't know. I'll look up as you speak.
Okay. I mean, I think it was months. And again, as we've been, as I have been very loudly saying, he's starting every game. I mean, with no Welbs, he's not playing Joe Pedro. So there's no other player. There's no other striker. So even though they are wobbling, certainly, and have been wobbling lately, I still just feel like when we're going through the landscape and you're looking at, you know, Brighton historically do play better than they have lately. Create blah 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 blah, home Chef U, at NFO, at Chelsea, home Brentham, home Burnley. I mean, you have home Burnley and home Chef U.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah,
with only one bad fixture in the middle three. I mean, that's, I want to bet that he gets points in those five games. You know, I would feel okay to make that bet, basically.
Yeah. And yeah, the Welbs injury, everything we know is that it's very long term. So like no return date.
It's like, yeah, that, I mean, I think Darwin I'm with to you, Ferguson, man. I'm not like definitely not doing that.
Yeah, no, I think you're making a great case. I mean, I think that, listen, I don't think at NFO, at Chelsea, home Brentford are good. I don't think any of those are good, but they're okay. They're not nightmares. And
you never know which Brighton game is going to be
exactly
insane.
You never know when they're just going to put up 3.5 XG and just look amazing. And home Chef U, home Burnley, bookending that are the two best fixtures in the entire league.
Yeah.
Not top five, number one and number two.
Yeah.
Those are the worst two teams in the league, the worst two defenses in the league, who can see the most goals in the league.
That's what they do. So, yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been watching them that closely lately.
Me neither. Yeah, they keep being on in like a irrelevant game we don't care about in the main slate. I feel like they haven't been like the the night game or anything like that lately.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, he's not putting up good numbers lately. And no. I know he scored against Fulham and he got subbed early. So it's not like he's some 90-minute god on pens or something.
He's not the best pick in the game.
No, he's very far from that. And also, he's a good pick.
Best pick I do in wonder the game. If there's Cole someone Palmer, else clearly. On Brighton that's worth it. I mean, Matoma's goal. I mean, his assist. Did you see that own goal? I mean, that was the luckiest thing in the world in a week of all lucky and unlucky things happening.
I've fucking nailed Matoma this year, dude.
I still think you're underrating him, but I do think that he hasn't actually gotten any better. He's just good. He was good last year, and he's still good.
And he's in 37% of teams.
People are exactly. That's what I was going to say. People are treating him like he's one of the best picks in the game, and he's just clearly not. I mean, he's just good. He's a good pick, good player. But like, yeah, there's other areas to go. I wonder if like Grob or something is going to be actually, wow, with those fixtures, we should have just got Grob on pens and like he's guy or whoever the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I mean, João Pedro takes pens if he's on the pitch. It feels like...
He's just never on the pitch.
Yeah. I mean, I know people are talking about a ding-dong. It still feels like there's rotation, you know. I mean, we don't know who's playing really ever, and I don't know. I'm still on
my knees for Fati to get a fucking start.
I know,
literally begging him for it, and he just won't give it to me.
Won't give it to you.
Very mean. Very, very bad job by him. Yeah. Let's talk about another attack.
Just one more thing on Darwin.
Yes.
If he doesn't, because this is the thing with him. If he doesn't start Brentham. Disaster. It's You're an hurting. Actual unmitigated
You're
disaster.
You're hurting hard, yeah.
And that's the thing that I keep kind of coming back. And I think it's very, 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 very reasonable to suspect him on the bench in that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's him. Like, if we assume that Diaz is now back, even though the shit with his dad is still actually happening, he was okay mentally enough to sub on. Gakpo's back fit. He subs on. Now all of a sudden it's everyone's there, you know. Yeah. So
Jota.
Don't know what Thursday's lineup means. Whatever the fuck they do in that game, don't know how to read into that. It's Sunday. There's no leaks. Yeah, it's a leap of faith, dude, for sure.
Yeah, you know who will be starting on Thursday? Shimkass.
Hopefully not.
Did you come across this shit? Neil is no. I listened out for to blood.
The entire review.
Did you hear what Neil was saying on the review?
On review, he didn't go crazy. It must have been a different show.
I told you it was the post-match he was going... They were all going ballistic.
I didn't listen to the post-match. No.
Neil made a very, very like specific point to make that... The problem of
left-back.
This is the biggest problem in the team and will be until...
I heard that and I was expecting like Simikas rant.
You had
to go
back.
I didn't listen to the post-match.
You had to go back and listen to that one.
I will listen.
Anyway. You were switching gears and I sucked us back into talking about my team again.
So I'm doing a fireside on Wednesday with Scott Willis, Arsenal guy, because we need to talk about fucking Arsenal because their attack is really bad.
What attack? And
I don't know what's going on, but I mean, they are sandwiched between West Ham and Manchester United in non-penalty XG per game. And they are just not getting any chances.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be near Manchester United on any measurable piece of information that they use to determine fact football.
I mean, they take less shots than Brentford and Everton per game. And this is just a team that's creating very few chances. They've gotten a lot of pens, which has really helped their goal tally. Because if you take out the pens... There they are, level with Brentford on goals, you know, just between Brentford and Chelsea on goals, right? So, like, it's just a big problem. You know, I hit in Saka, captained him in the 5-0, where he didn't get an assist, but got an assist in FPL, so I got away with one there. Now I'm sitting here with Saka, home Burnley. Aforementioned, best two fixtures in the league by a lot. Arsenal, 5-0 the first one, and no one got any points. And now they're home Burnley, and we have to see if anyone's going to get any points. You've all said, should the Newcastle and West Ham games put us off an Arse captain versus Burnley? Maybe. And then a bunch of people are asking about Arsenal defense, I think basically for the reason that no one's buying any of their attackers right now. Andy is asking if there's anything we see on Ben White over the cheaper guys. Elgato, Kafink, Aldo just asking us to rank the Arsenal defenders. And then a PSA from Pix, which is relevant to you, which I did not know.
Raya. Yeah, we were talking about that in Discord.
Not eligible to play Game Week 13.
Ineligible.
Ineligible receiver downfield. Yeah, he
did. Club. Well, I mean, two parts here. The attack, yeah, and all of that shit backs up the eye test. I mean, watching them has not been a very pleasurable experience this season. No. It's really just disjointed mess that can't function. Look, they've had really no consistency this season with team sheet. I mean, the availability of the players has been more than an issue. You know, whether you can look at several of them in isolation, coupled with the fact of having to get Rice, you know, having to accommodate and acclimate to what Rice does and how that changes a couple positions here. You know, I mean, Partey is low key was like played thousands of minutes last year and, you know, did a very specific and helpful thing to free up the other five non-defenders to play. And they're not doing that this year. So everyone has to do a little bit different. You know, now Odegaard's missing.
Yeah, it's been just a lot really off this season too when he has played. So it's like, has he been carrying something the whole season, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, it just, look, there and are Shaka, a lot of dude. Little... Yeah,
Shaka was actually very good and very important for this team. They spend fucking 7,000 million on Kai and he's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's a nightmare. Jorginho is captaining the team. Jorginho hasn't been good in like 5 years.
Yeah.
He's captaining Arsenal in a big game.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is sort of falling apart before our very eyes. And they're getting away with some murders to even just be in the. They've only lost one game. Feels actually insane based on what I've been watching this season. Like watching this team play all year, I'm like, oh, they're like, they're fine, but they're not like doing that great. And they have one loss all year.
It feels like they're in like eighth crisis. And we're all telling ourselves like, but they'll probably be top four. But actually they're comfortably lost one game all season.
Locked and nailed to top four.
And that was Newcastle was the only game they lost, the one that just happened.
Yeah, away. But it's still all that said, you know, roll back to he's a winger. I mean, Saka is just straight up playing wing this year.
And he's not even playing.
He's not barely
playing. I don't even know what to describe his role. He's playing,
a winger. He's a decoy.
Decoy is more accurate because wingers take people on. They try and dribble. They cross. I mean, he looks at Dan Byrne and is like, oh my God, I could never. You know, like trips switching to left. Trips already the fucking worst defender I've ever seen at right back. Switches to left back. Saka never gonna take this guy on. Holy shit! Trips is lining up. He shuts me down every week in England training. No touches in the box or three touches in the box. Attempted two dribbles. He never fucking shoots. He never does anything. I have no idea what's going on with Saka. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, he's a bad pick. I mean, you can't watch him play and say he's a good pick. The only reason why that's coming into your brain is because of historicals, not what he is doing lately.
Yeah.
If you can put your faith into whatever you want. That's just the information that we have to deal with right now. You know, whether or not he's on pens is also a guesswork. You know, it depends on his mood and how much or little he's being bullied in the canteen, I suppose, by his teammates. And if he wants to give one of them a penalty, a free goal or whatever. So, I mean, ultimately for me, I just see the attack. I'm like, whatever. You know, I mean, some of them will get points. Some of them won't. I'm not going to have any. And I'm very happy to be in that place.
Yeah, that's where, you know, leaps of faith have to be made if you do have Saka or want to bring in Nektar or something, right? Because it's still the next four, home Burnley, at Brenham stuff, home Wolves at Luton.
Is tough.
And it's just, I mean, it was tough for Liverpool. Well, not really, let's be honest. But, you know, it came away with a 1-1, but they put up 3xG. But, like, I just don't know whether I should be believing, okay, do I believe the first 11 games of the season, or should I believe the last year and be like, they're going to get going. They can't just keep doing this every week. But like, they're just doing it every week. So it's, at yeah. some point, you just have to believe what you're actually seeing, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, we've been also talking about this throughout the season. Saka's not coming inside very much. Like,
I know.
He scored 14 goals last year. I mean, he has 4 goals this year, and you know, he's got a couple of pens. So one of them was
he had the worldy game week one. I remember that.
So, you know, he's not getting big, good chances in open play this year. And he was doing that last year. You know, not every game, but it was happening. I mean, he was an option when the ball was on the other wing. He was coming in as back post runner. You know, he was offering centrally. He was coming in. He's just not doing that this year. And as long as that continues, that is, and therein lies the true cap to his points potential. Because if you're not getting good open play chances, you're just going to be barely, you know, taking along. You're
fucking Jorginho.
with, you know, getting that like Sheffield United assist, like, okay, whatever, you know, that wasn't actually.
You're Milivojevic.
You're exactly. So, I mean, people are like, oh, I feel naked without Saka. Like they're playing blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude,
that's
just, you're not watching the games. Yeah watch the games.
That's old information. If you feel naked with Saka, I felt like it. I hit him in. Yeah. I captained him. Now I'm like, he's a problem. Like, do I transfer him out home Burnley? Like, no,
well,
probably
no, of
not because they're going to win 4-5-0. But is he going to be involved in any of the goals? It feels like luck at this point if he is. I mean, they went down to Newcastle in like the 60th minute or something. Zero shots in the penalty area after that point. They just couldn't get the ball in the box. Couldn't get a shot.
Yeah. It's a problem. Problem. Defense, though, seems good.
Defense is good. Really good.
I mean, White and Saliba certainly have a lot more security than any of the other guys. I mean, clearly we're seeing him feel like he can play league games without Gabriel.
Yeah.
Whether or not I agree with that, doesn't matter. That's what he's doing. I think he'll play, but I fucking hope he plays Burnley, but you know he's playing Champions League midweek. So this is, again, you know, is he going to throw him out 3 games in a week?
Right.
He's a fucking center back. They could play 4,000 or 5,000 minutes, but I don't know. You know, that's but that nagging in the back of your mind is, you know, that's why
it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And then Zinchenko, same thing. I mean, he played the easy game, and then he didn't start Newcastle. It's like, oh God, like what is happening? So you ultimately are looking at Zinchenko, horses for courses, maybe first choice. Who knows what he's doing there? And then
I'm not picking Zinchenko. Picking Zinchenko to me is the same as picking Tomiyasu. And there's no fucking chance in hell I'm picking Tomiyasu.
It's similar. It's similar. I mean, Gabriel is certainly first choice and also sketch.
Yes. That's first choice and sketch is an accurate description. Low-key, Ben White is actually the best.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason he's the most expensive.
Yeah.
It's just like, are we stretching to 5-7? With the most of the teams I'm seeing are like 2-4-0s and all 4-5. So, like, they're probably not stretching to 5-7. But is he worth it? Like, yes. I mean, he still does do attacking stuff in the final third. He's putting in good crosses, whatnot. And he starts every game.
Yeah, he's worth 0.5 over Saliba for me. And also, if you don't have it, Saliba's fine too. You know, you're still not shelling out an enormous outlay for just the clean sheet chair at 5-2 these days here with Saliba. And, you know, they do have a good run initially. Then they have a few tricky ones, you know, at Villa, at home Brighton, at Liverpool, game week 16, 18 is tough. Home West Ham's kind of tough too. That Darb, they probably won't clean that. Then it gets, so, you know, I was also looking earlier in the week of like, do I just want to try and put as many eggs in this clean sheet basket as I want? And I sort of backed down from that just because, you know, for the next few, you know, you like them keeping at least 2 in the next 4. Home Burnley, at Brentham, home Wolves, at Luton, you know.
2 and two, they could keep 3, they could keep 4.
4 would be a stretch, I think, for this team.
But 3 is definitely possible.
3 is possible. And then I think you're looking at four, where I would be really surprised if they kept one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you know that.
And then you don't really want. I mean, they're still fine. Well, then it's obviously. January.
I mean, it's like yeah, it's wake so me far up away after AFCON like, or whatever. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So that's a tricky one. Just looking at it from that perspective of just like how long am I holding? Like what am I doing in the future? Blah 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 blah.
It's right? Not a great long term pick, I have to say.
Yeah.
With that short run, like you said, of at Villa, tough. They always score at home. Home Brighton, tough. At Liverpool, tough. Home West Ham, maybe. That's tough. I mean, it doesn't feel good to bring in a guy that you're like 4 weeks from now. Do I want to start them in any of those games? Do I have to transfer them out? And again, that's why I'm like, it's kind of nice just having four or five guys that I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They can get me two and it's whatever.
Yeah. You know they're playing and whatever.
You know they're playing. Like maybe they'll get some cleans, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I made my bed with Gabriel. I mean, he's just sitting. He's going to be sitting here for a while.
Next four, it's amazing. Like having them for the next four is great.
If he plays. So we'll see about that.
But you could also just get a Palace defender. Hello. Just as good fixtures. Always playing. But I'm so happy you got Stones, dude. So happy.
Maybe I should get Joel Ward.
Maybe you should not do that. You'll be so upset. You'll just be so upset.
He was my favorite 4-0 in the game back in the day. He was like my first name in my team sheet. Like
maybe he's a listener of the pod and he's like, I'm going to stay at Palace forever because Walsh loves him.
I mean, if Mitchell just scored a goal, surely that means that he's due for his, you know, seasonal goal to stave off his seasonal depression.
I mean, how bad are Burnley?
That game was
absurd. Like, they try and imitate Man City.
I mean, they had us at sixes and sevens for the first 15 minutes. Like, they could have scored two. It's just they're okay
in possession.
Yeah, the nature of it is just strictly their players are not Premier League quality. That's it. You know, that it has nothing to do with the system, the style. They have, you know, maybe two Premier League players that could start, and they're
then
starting.
Don't play that system,
them.
Though.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. Like, so, but why? Like, what's the point? Like, what are you trying to do?
Buses have stayed up before.
I don't even think they give. They don't give a fuck about that.
Buses can survive and keep enough cleans and score barely enough goals and survive. They're playing like they're better. Their shit doesn't stink. We're fucking gonna come up there. We scored. We got 100 points in the championship. We're a fucking amazing team, and we're gonna show the world that we're fucking amazing. And
I mean, I just think they don't give a fuck joke. About staying up. Honestly, like they genuinely don't care. I think that they are seeing
this.
Yeah, if
that's the case, then sure, just. You know, lose every game. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I think to me, for looking at how they're going about things, it seems like they're still looking at, you know, we'll be good in maybe a couple years because they're trying to do some youth movement. They want to develop a style that is like, this is how we play.
Yeah.
And last year, I mean, people keep talking about this team compared to what they were like. Half the team is not here anymore. They lost half of their players from the team that got promoted. So it's it's not a fair comparison to say like how are they? It's a fucking and they were their best players and they replaced them with absolute dog shit. Like their players are fucking terrible.
Complete prospects who've never played at like a top team or in a top league or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, keep company, like keep doing it. You know, they'll win a game or two. Eventually, you know, they have to. They
beat Luton, even though they were worse. I mean, they'll probably beat Liverpool. Liverpool just love to lose those games. You know?
They'll lose to the promoted teams. But you know, I mean, I think I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I can't imagine being a fan and just being like, I'm fine with just losing 30 games this year. I just don't think I'd be fond of that.
The games are fun to watch, though.
For the other team?
And for them, though. I mean, they still are getting up and down.
Is it fun to get spun in circles by Jaiu as he sets up a tap-in for Schlapinho?
I mean, they had the better of us for most of the game. I mean, I missed the last half hour.
I just feel like Roy was just like, you can have all the ball you want. Like, none of their actual chances were ever close to actually going in the net.
Yeah, I mean, their players are bad, but I wouldn't be sitting here and looking at this like, let's just throw this all out. Let's stop trying to progress and teach you guys how we want to play.
Yeah.
Company, like, pretend you're Mark Hughes, you know, and set up like we're Stoke. It's like, what the fuck's the point of that? Like,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah, I guess
the recruitment, the style, like, what are we doing?
I know,
like,
this is what we're doing. I hear you. So, I just think it needs to be tempered, and it's not.
I like the non-tempering.
Okay. Fair enough.
They'll just go down. They'll come back up.
Yeah. Yeah, they might. Yeah. I mean, they're Norwich. They're Farka Norwich, basically. Let's talk about Dan fucking Byrne, baby. And Newcastle defense in general. I mean, Chester said Byrne replacements. Easy pivot to Lascelles. Or do I go Mitchell? Funny, Mitchell scores a goal and now he's on everyone's lips. Right,
He's was in no teams.
Solly Jow, username, all asking, who are the best Newcastle picks? Is it Byrne to Livermento, Byrne to Lascelles, Mike Dunny? Will Newcastle defense hold despite the injuries? Do I go Lascelles, Livra, or both?
I mean,
what did Hemdog say about Livermento versus Hall starting? Because that seems weird to me.
I don't know what Hemdog's up to. He seems to be good at reporting the news, but I don't know how much like actual.
He's an insider, dude.
He is an insider. You're right. I don't know. But ultimately, Lascelles is like a fucking incredible pick.
Incredible.
There's pick. There's no way to look at it otherwise. He's just 4 million. He's like in the top three
on a
defense.
Top four team on a top two defense. Yeah. Top three defense.
Incredible pick. Livermento is definitely interesting and also sketch because they, you know, Hall does exist and, you know, he hasn't gotten a look in, but we do know that there's something about him. Hall's not have been bought. Yeah, but he might not have been bought to play left back. You know, that's possible because there were questions
Was that cup game where they fucked Man United and that game was Hall left back, Livermento right back.
Yeah.
But, and Hall scored a goal, and Livra was great on the right side. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they're the future fullbacks.
Yeah, yes. Definitely that's looks like what will be the case by the year 2025. But for right now, he's happier to put Livermento on and play Trips out of position rather than put Hall on. So that's
what I don't know.
That's the pecking order.
I don't know if that was a Martinelli decision. Which, by the way, was genius and worked perfectly because Livermento completely shut him down.
Yeah.
Or is that just the pecking order and it's just like, okay, Trips is just our left back now and Livra is going to start every game. That's the thing we don't know. As much as I would love to pick Livra or Hall, I just don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, they play BVB tomorrow. So, you know, that could give us a little bit of information. I guess I am interested. I mean, what do you think about Trips if he's just playing left back? Is this a different asset?
Nah, I think he's exactly the same.
Do you think that they'll still be building up? Because they build up so much and they tilt the field so much down the right for him. Do you think him playing on the left, they're going to just like do the same thing? Or like...
I mean... I think they'll just figure out a way to get Trips the ball in space on the left and just, you know, and just flip it. I don't really know how or if they've practiced this or what, but I'm just like, and they seem to just be losing one or two players every week and it just doesn't change their style and doesn't change the performance. Yeah. So I'm like, I just expect this to continue. You know, I mean, they're playing Jamal fucking Lascelles. Like this, if you ask me like 3 years
ago, he's
the worst starting center back in the league, I'd be like,
fine.
He might be Lascelles. Yeah, actually,
he looks
might be.
Fucking
yeah, he
fine.
Looks totally fine. Defense completely shut down Arsenal. Yeah. Joke, easy.
He was Romero before Romero got here.
He's just the slowest lug
red
ever,
card,
and
yeah,
he's
I
just
mean,
getting it done.
Just from the red card standpoint, like he was red card challenging every game when he was starting back then.
But yeah, so I just believe that Eddie will find a way to get Trips the ball and he'll still be on all the set pieces and corners and all that stuff and he'll just be incredible. And if you look at their fucking fixtures, I mean, okay, at Spurs, game week 16, other than that, I'm like happy to start them in all these. Like just start in all of
them.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. So, like I said at the beginning, we should all be hitting in fucking trips, not hitting in fucking Arsenal attackers.
I can't believe that we don't have trips. Neither of us still.
It's so hard to get him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Matto's injured. That would be terrific. Matto's injured. Not. I can just do it this week with two frees.
No, you know he's not.
Well, we'll see what the scan says. We will see.
At least we're certainly not going to find out if he plays midweek because they don't play midweek.
They don't do that over there.
Yeah.
What else?
So Livra. I mean, I still think Livra's. If Livra starts right back tomorrow,
that tells us a lot. Yeah. If it's Livra right back, Trips left back tomorrow, that's just tells us everything we need to know.
Yeah. Livra's very interesting. I mean, he's just such a classic great guy. Pick.
What great is he? Pick. 5'3"
4'3"
Incredible pick.
So that's a thing. That's a thing.
So yeah, Newcastle in. Newcastle in. That Gordon goal was something else. Stood.
I don't even want to talk about this.
But they're still really good, regardless of that. So
yeah.
Who are you capping this week? Are you on Mo?
As of right now, I am, but I have no idea what I'm doing with my try. I could do so many different things with my moves. Dude.
That's how I feel. I'm on two frees.
Yeah.
Chester said, I don't have the balls to do it, but Trips might be the best captain this week. And it's like, you're not wrong.
No Bruno G.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm never like capping between a defender in an away.
Between
game,
Ollie, really. Mo, Callum, Trips, an Arsenal player. Spurs player, if Son and Matto are healthy, and there's so many directions to go this week.
Yeah, someone's gonna spike something.
It's 50% of people are probably gonna just keep it on Haaland, and he's gonna hat trick or something. But won't be us. Couldn't be me. Could not be me.
No, it's that won't be me as well. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's Champions League to go, but as of right now, I'm on Mo. I'll probably stay there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Mo with a Saka Vice, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I might transfer in who I think is the best captain, which...
Which is who? Because I have no idea who that is.
Might be Ollie.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I mean, he might be the best cap. Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention, Ferguson punt, right? Like, someone's scoring a hat trick this week. And it's not Ferguson, fucking Doku. I don't know who it's going to be.
Ferguson just feels like a bad captain with just playing less minutes.
With the minute ceiling.
And the Thursday game, it feels like they're just, that's been destroying them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's Sun.
I'm worried about them, man. Especially
I'm definitely worried. No, who's playing for them this week?
I mean, Udog's out is bad for their progressive abilities. I mean, they have Udog, all their
midfielders. No Romero, no Van de Ven.
Yeah, so I mean, they're going to be having to do probably
and
Dyer.
Davis is hurt.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Dyer and Royale or maybe Hoge again.
Or Phillips.
I mean, I don't think he would start a child and has fucking never played a minute in the Premier League ever go to the Molineux for your debut. That seems really bad.
Dude, it's Ange, bro.
Yeah, I mean, sure, he could.
It's the way we're going to be. As long as I'm here, we're going to have a crack, mate.
I don't know, early kickoff on Saturday when they have, no defenders.
I know, and Wolves play up to the competition. And they just lost to Sheffield fucking United, who are the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
But they've played well in every big game. They played great against Liverpool. They beat City. And they've just been good in all the tough ones and bad in the easy ones.
Yeah, I don't think that's a cap. I mean, I think Mo is the bar. Like
Mo is the chalk.
Yeah. So it's like, how strongly do you feel about going to someone else over Mo? Basically, is the question.
Mo,
everyone
who played
seems to be asking.
So badly.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing badly lately.
And then he plays badly. Sometimes he gets 16 points, and sometimes he gets 2 points.
Sometimes he gets 8 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's putting up numbers all the while.
Let's do some. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely puts up numbers. Let's do some questions and then get out of here. Hardly Boy said, are there any players or teams we can say with any level of confidence are good for FPL, or should we all just quit? Everyone's so bitter, dude. Everyone's fucking losing.
That's quite the question. Bad team, Manchester United. Can confidently say that.
Except Bruno, great pick. Just kidding. Mishka, when do I sell Soupcheck? And with less than 0.3 in the bank, who now do I replace him with?
Palmer. Done. Next question.
Palmer's a god. Oh my god.
Palmer today, just fucking huge, big capital T tilting. It's crazy.
Zero involvement, all the points.
Just gets a pen every game. They get a pen every game, this fucking team, dude.
Spurs don't get pens.
I don't know what's going on in Chelsea this season. I feel like, yeah, that's like Chelsea are good. How? What are they doing? I don't know what they do.
They're just good.
Oh my god, they just lost to Brenham. They got fucking destroyed, clean, disassembled by Brenham.
I know.
At home.
I know.
Are they good?
But they are.
Oh my god.
The shot said Gordon or Matoma for the next two. Just the next two?
Gordon.
Who knew Newcastle have? Newcastle are at Bournemouth, home Chelsea. I mean, it's Matoma. But I'm not happy gotta about be Gordon. It.
I go Gordon there.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with the home Chelsea?
Fucking dude, fuck Chelsea.
Defense is good. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
Dino said, of all the consensus names that just blanked, which are actual bad picks versus just noise?
Like that's, I mean, that is the question.
That's Cash, right? Like that's Cash is the Cash type of guy sucks. That is like, he's 90% owned in the elite teams. And it's like, I don't want him at all. 0%. I think he's a good one. Areola is obviously terrible. Don't need to talk about him. Saka, we've actually been talking about all the highly owned guys that are low key, maybe bad. I think Saka is one of them too.
Dude, but did you that fucking Antonio miss? That 6-point miss for me?
Dude, that was the sitter of the week. That was a Darwin. Not the Darwin one.
There, I mean, they tied the handshake, shake hands.
No, no way. In the Darwin's at least was a volley.
Whatever. They're both
Antonio is a fucking on the ground perfect ball by Bowen, by the way.
It was a 6-point miss for me, man.
Absolutely fucking perfect ball. Me. And Bowen's goal is fucking hysterical too.
Yeah, like,
I haven't seen anyone on the internet talk about how Kudus just literally tried to hump the ball into the net.
Yeah.
Cross is coming in for him. He just literally just opens his hips up and is like, I'm just gonna dick this in. Hits the post, falls right to Bowen, who maybe handballs it and then scores. Just ridiculous.
He's a pick, by the way.
Bowen?
Kudus.
Kudus is a great pick.
He's 1,000,000% a pick right now.
How the way weird that they are West play, Ham? They're, I mean, so they're, open.
Yeah, they're just fast and loose, baby. They're just
drunk all the time.
Yeah, they're fast and loose, and it's like they're fast and loose, and they have no structure. That's what when I watch them. Like no, everyone can go anywhere. It's pure insanity, and they just basically are bad.
Play like they're down 1-0 in the 90th minute every second of every game. As soon as they win the ball back, I feel like they just sent 8 men forward on the counter.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, Kudus, crazy
definite pick. Because, I mean, they do, especially in the Brighton game, it's like they have NFO home, Burnley, Palace home, Spurs, Fulham, Wolves. There's goals in these games, dude.
There's goals.
Yeah.
And they got to be one of the top teams in terms of just how many goals in West Ham matches, like total of goals.
Yeah.
Like them and Villa are super high. I just feel like there's just so many goals in all their matches.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, we covered some of those picks. JB, Foden or Alvarez with the tough games, do either of them suit these fixtures better? I mean, I still think Alvarez is clearly the better pick, but Foden does do well in those games usually.
Foden just seems like not a pick, though.
I know, but then again, you know, back-to-back goals.
He didn't start the Bournemouth game, though. We forget that. I mean, people forget very quickly.
But he's going to start at Chelsea and home Liverpool and home Spurs, probably. Right? Like, probably. He's part of the first choice. He always scores versus Liverpool. It's not a bad punt, but it feels way puntier than Alvarez.
Yeah.
Josh said, are Villa picks actually bad? Who to drop first, Diaby or Ollie? Obviously, Diaby. Last two questions are starter sit questions. Mishka said, Anderson versus Cash this week. Anderson, home Everton. That's all I need to know.
It's not even close.
That's all I need to know.
That's so... That's not a question. That's not close.
Don't care who Cash plays.
Yeah, that's not close.
And then Platy. What's this guy's name? He said, start Gehi or Tsimikas. So we'll see if Simi plays on Thursday. That's a disaster that we need to get out of our team. But I'd probably go Tsimikas. What do you think?
I go Gehi on that one.
I think Palace are more likely to clean, but when Tsimikas starts, he's actually just so many set pieces and crosses, especially against Brentford, who are going to be 20% possession. I think there's a decent chance for an assist there. And they still have a pretty decent chance of a clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough one, though. Anything else?
I mean, yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's a mess. This shit's
what,
a mess.
What?
No, I mean, I felt like I've been like so happy plodding along here lately, and now I'm just like, well, fucking chaos reigns again. Like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do with my fucking collection of gabagools here. It's really tilting me off.
I mean, going into this pod, I was really thinking I might get rid of Alvarez this week. Really yeah. Tough fixtures, other forwards with really high ceilings in the short term. Maybe it's the time I spike one. After talking to you, I'm a little more hesitant, though.
I mean, we keep talking about my defense. Your defense is bad. Yours. Your defense is fucking dog shit.
I get returns every week. What do I mean?
You have a Chelsea defender with bad fixtures for like 2 months.
Yeah.
You have
okay. Gay. Now he's a problem.
Yeah, you have Pau, who can't keep a clean sheet for his fucking life. You have Tsimikas, who might not play, and you have a Burnley defender.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I'm talking about yeah. your defense. Well,
this week it started being bad because Cole's pictures are bad starting now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, this pod is now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So you might have to do something there, man. I mean,
yeah.
It's getting a little scary there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is just like Cole Lascelles.
Yeah. I mean, that
bank shores, 0.5.
I think you do Pau, though. Like, don't you want to keep Colwell instead of fucking Pau?
I mean,
at least Chelsea has a Chelsea play with 8 defenders every game. They'll play with like 1.
But I'm still just playing Pau, probably home Fulham and at Bournemouth.
Oh my God.
Whereas Colwell's just like unplayable.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know yet. Maybe I'll fucking triple move, try and get trips in. Like I've been saying all pod that we should all have trips.
Well, how would you do that?
I would need to get rid of someone like Alvarez. Alvarez or Matto, probably. They would be the guys.
Matto to Palmer.
Something like that.
That's what we're doing. This is what it's come to.
I mean, maybe.
The week we both get trips in. Bye. Goodbye. Oh, points God. From trips.
He's
that was nice while it lasted.
I can't wait for this Solanke hot hat trick this week.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Matto, I don't know. Even that just doesn't feel right, right? It's like, even if I just made that straight swap, Matto and Colwell out for trips, I'm in the 5-5 range. So it is probably Palmer. Yeah. And he would be starting pretty much every week for me, and he's home City at Newcastle, home Brighton.
They get a pen every week. That's good.
Yeah, if they get a pen every week, he's great. If they don't,
past pens are predictive of future pens, aren't they?
A nightmare. Yeah, true.
I mean, Matto, Raz
is probably like one of the highest winning pen players in the last decade, but I don't think it's sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, Matto. It just doesn't feel right getting rid of him still, even though I can definitely create that argument very easily.
I mean, he was playing great for 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, until the game stopped. Yeah, the game ended around there, right?
Yeah, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, but
yeah, the next two at Wolves home Villa, I want my Spurs guys still.
Yeah, I mean, I am very nervous because of as we aforementioned discussed, the defense is disappearing.
Yeah, the ball progression loss is the biggest thing. Udogs. I mean, Vandeven and Romero are great passers. Yeah, they move the ball up the pitch.
Yeah, and they play out from the back. So how is that going to look when they have these shit houses? It might look really fucking bad, and they might be really bad.
Yeah.
Romero's going to be out for, it is for a while. So I don't hate getting rid of Matto because I think that makes sense to also look at, like, you know, this team.
They're going to be a lot worse.
They're going to be a lot worse. That's it. You know, I mean, they're going to be a lot worse. You know, does that mean they're not going to be able to score? You know, I mean, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah. I mean, Matto is, you know, how is Matto better than Trips? The answer is he's not.
Right.
That's what we've been fooling ourselves with all along.
Right. Like, I mean, even the fucking, how is Matto better than Bumo? Not. I mean, Bumo's next two are at Liverpool and Arsenal, but like long term, he's not.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. I think to me, it comes still all back to Darwin. Like, what am I doing with Darwin?
Yeah, it seems like that's more where you're probably going to make your money.
Because I'm not. I just don't have
someone
like
that. I mean, the worst, my worst starting attacker is Saka, and he's the best player on the last year's second place team, home Burnley. What the fuck do I do with that?
Yeah, I mean, you might be looking at just doing a defender move and floating.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, this week I'm fine to start my three. Unless
Simicast looks great for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I might do that move and then float the other and then two freeze the following week.
Yeah. Like, I like Pau to Lascelles. I'd rather keep Colwell, honestly.
Wow. Yeah, why is that?
Because I know the fixtures are... Because
Chelsea's defense actually is good.
Yeah. I mean, the fixtures simple are bad for both teams. But yeah, it is as simple as that, honestly. I mean, it's not like fucking Villa have this great run. I mean, they're just terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to start either ever. But if I had to start either, I'd rather start the team with a good defense that plays eight defenders.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Yeah.
And because you could start Lascelles this week easily for Pau. It's not like that's just fine. You know, you keep Cole on the bench or whatever, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I think that'll be one of my moves, but will it be the only move? Don't know. We'll see you on Fireside Wednesday, Patreon Pod Thursday, Livestream Friday, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have much to do, honestly. You
know, you're
a little bit stuck on that one. It looks like it's pretty simple, but we'll see if you get crazy. Yeah. All right.
Okay, bro. No asses to slap. Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. sportsfield.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, Joe.
Podcast Network.